I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll.
You are beautiful beyond description. Too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom?
Who can fathom the depth of your love?
You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. You are God in heaven, and here am I on earth. So I'll let my words be few. Jesus, I am so in love with you. And I stand in awe of you, Jesus. And I stand in awe of you. So I'll let my words be few. Jesus, I am so in love with you, and I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
Thank you, men, for that call to worship. Truly, God alone is worthy of our adoration and praise. And thank you, my friend, for joining me today for this edition of The Voice of Hope. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host for this weekly Bible teaching broadcast. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 14 other major languages. We've had responses from nearly 190 countries of the world. And friend, that could not have happened, nor could it continue to happen, without your prayers and financial support. And you know, not all the lives God is touching through you are in foreign lands. Recently, I've been corresponding with a prisoner in a federal penitentiary. He heard our radio programs and wrote for some literature to help him grow in his walk with Christ. After I wrote back and sent him what he asked for, he wrote to me again. and he asks some very thoughtful questions. I haven't answered them yet, but I will soon. It's a real joy to share the scriptures with others, and I thank you, on behalf of this prisoner, for your partnership. Let's join with this brother in the Lord to praise God for his goodness.
Lord, I will praise you, Lord, I will praise you, Lord, I will praise your name. If the sky and galaxies declare your holy name, if all creation finds the words your power to proclaim, then how can I articulate with words and with my days your glory and your majesty and live a life of praise, and live a life of praise?
I will praise you,
O Lord, I will praise you. My voice will join the chorus that all creation sings. Praise,
I will praise you.
O Lord, I will praise you. My Master, my Redeemer, my Savior and King. Praise you, Lord, I will praise you, Lord, I will praise your name.
If stars can find a way to tell the glory of their King, and if the very firmament can find a way to sing,
how can I keep silent then and not burst into song in praise of my Redeemer who has loved me all along? Then, Lord, I have to praise.
I will praise you.
O Lord, I will praise you. My voice will join the chorus that all creation sings. Praise,
I will praise you.
O Lord, I will praise you. My Master, my Redeemer, my Savior, my Savior. My Redeemer, my Savior, my Savior, my Savior, and King.
Thank you, Voice of Praise. On the last several programs of the Voice of Hope, we've been exploring some of the Psalms together, and we'll continue that exploration today. In a few moments, you'll hear the voice of Dr. J. Otis Yoder, the original Bible teacher on the Voice of Hope. His teaching has been translated into multiple languages, and it's still blessing many listeners today. His exposition on this broadcast will be taken from Psalm 67, and is titled, Why We Should Praise God. I hope you will be blessed by his teaching on this program. So now, here is Dr. Yoder.
Praise to God is a proper exercise for Christian people. We most likely should engage in it much more often than we do. I think it's quite appropriate that we should turn to one of the Psalms at this occasion and to share on the subject of praise. I'd like to talk to you about why we should praise God. If you'll open your Bible to Psalm 67, we will be giving some attention to that passage of Scripture. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. O Heavenly Father, it's such a blessing to read this passage of Scripture and be drawn to praise, for thou art worthy. And we would pray with the psalmist, let all the people praise thee, O God. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. I want to talk about why we should praise God. All the world depends upon God. Did you know that? All things were created by him. All things are held together by him. He is the binding power which keeps everything going. We have not been able, and it would be impossible for us, to find out anything else. We only know the strangeness of it all, because God is behind it all. There's a delicate balance in everything, and that delicate balance is proof of his care. The balance between the vegetable kingdom and the animal kingdom, for example. The balance of the seasons, summer and winter, cold and heat. We ought to praise the Lord for who he is. He's behind it all. He supports it all. He sustains it all. He holds it all together. As we look upon the world around us, we ought to be drawn to praise and adoration of God. Now here we have a brief psalm of 7 verses. In this brief psalm, we may find several strong reasons why we should praise God. Let me call them to your attention. The first reason is, God is merciful. The psalmist could pray, God be merciful unto us. That's a plea. That's a prayer. You know, I often think about it, that without justice, God could not be merciful. Because justice is a requisite, a prerequisite for mercy. So the psalmist could pray, be merciful, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause thy face to shine upon us, cause his face to shine upon us, he said. That's a real plea, isn't it? It's a prayer, a cry of the soul. And then, he said, that happening, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. There's a plea, and then there is a plan. God's way. God's way is not our way. God's way is quite different from our way. And God's salvation is to be known. I wish I could get that across to you. The average person, well, the person apart from God, let me put it that way, doesn't know God's way. God's mercy, God's blessing, God's face to shine would show people his way and would demonstrate his saving health among all nations. God's salvation is to be known. God's way is to be known. And then how we can praise him, how we can praise him, because God is merciful. We need God's mercy. Everybody needs God's mercy. Were it not so, we would be cut off before we had time to repent, because the Bible on another occasion said, Lord, if thou shouldst mark iniquity, who should stand? Oh, let us praise God that he is merciful. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. how we thank him for his mercy, how we praise him because he is merciful. There's a second reason why we should praise the Lord. God is righteous. In my study, this word righteousness or righteous, I found out it means straight. God goes straight. God is righteous. So he's worthy of praise. The psalmist bursts into this refrain, occurs twice in this psalm. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. That's verse 3, and again in verse 5. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. I want you to notice that the psalmist was rather emphatic about that. He didn't say, let my tribe praise thee. Let this little group of people here, let this small nation of Israel praise thee. No, he said, let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Everybody ought to come and praise the Lord because he is worthy of praise. He is worthy of praise. Yes. Why is he so worthy of praise? Because he will judge the people righteously. God is righteous. Some ask for justice. There's a lot of emphasis today on justice. If we could just have justice, let me tell you, my friend, God has it because he will judge with righteousness. Therefore, justice will be administered because he judges according to what is right and straight. Some ask for equity. He has it because he will govern the nations upon earth. Some ask for order. He has it right from top to bottom, from one side to the other. When the Lord rules the nations, when he governs the nations upon earth, then there will be righteous judgment, there will be equity, there will be justice, there will be order. There is no question about that, because God is righteous. We need his righteousness. All of us do. We cannot get along without it. If God is not righteous, we are finished. But God is righteous. The scripture makes that very clear. Without God's righteousness, we can never expect justice. So we need to praise the Lord because he is righteous. That's a reason. Reason enough. A very important reason. Were it not for his righteousness, my friend, you and I would be left adrift to suffer his justice and judgment. But when God judges the world, when God rules and governs the nations, then they can be glad and rejoice. Sing for joy, because we know everything will be done right, because he is righteous. Reason one, to praise the Lord, God is merciful. Reason two, God is righteous. Reason three, God is good. Here you come with that refrain again. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Verse 5. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. I want to emphasize that again. Praise should come from everybody. Let all the people praise thee. Clear across the world, from pole to pole, from sea to sea. Now here's something very interesting, because when all the people praise the Lord, the psalmist said, then shall the earth yield her increase. There will be increase and blessing. Even our God will bless us, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. Praise, apparently, is that way in which the blessing of God is released. There will be increase, prosperity. The earth will yield her increase, and God will bless us. Praise his name. Yes, indeed. God will bless us. That's the right thing to do, is to praise the Lord. There's propriety. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. It is right to praise the Lord, for he is good. God is so good. He's so good to me. And we need God's goodness. Without his goodness, we would die. May even be that God is withholding some of his goodness because men are so far from him. Men do not really know him. Without his goodness, everything would go to pieces. Praise God. He is good. And we can rejoice in his goodness. My friend, we should praise God because he is merciful. Without his mercy, nobody would be able to stand. We ought to praise God because he is righteous. He will do that which is just and equitable. He will maintain order when he governs the nations. And I just want to remind you that they're not out of control right now. But there's going to come a time, I do verily believe, when God is going to govern more directly than he's governing now. So we praise him for his righteousness. And we ought to praise him for his goodness. Because by opening his hand, every living creature is fed. Oh, how we praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. He is merciful. He is righteous. He is good. Let all the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee.
Far away the noise of strife upon my ear is falling. Then I know the sins of earth be set on every hand. Doubt and fear and things of earth in vain to me are calling. None of these shall move me from you.
My friend, were you blessed by this teaching? If so, I praise God. And if you'd like to review the teaching or share it with a friend, it's available to you either in print or on an audio CD. Just ask for the teaching by its title, Why We Should Praise God. You can request this teaching by using our email address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you can pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. Or finally, you can mail your request to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a copy of the teaching titled, Why We Should Praise God, in print or on an audio CD. Or you can log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, and listen to the program at your convenience. You can also visit our Facebook page to see a daily prayer request, learn about upcoming events, or read an encouraging testimony. And that's also an easy way for you to send a message to us. We'd love to hear from you. Now, once again, you can contact us by email at hope@heraldsofhope.org. By mail, The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 866-960-0292 and ask for your copy of the teaching, Why We Should Praise God. Now, friend, if you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter, or you can donate securely online at our website, heraldsofhope.org, or by calling our toll-free number, 866-960-0292. Truly, it is God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers and your generous financial support, that will enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Now, friend, I hope you'll join me next week for the Voice of Hope. Dr. Yoder will speak from Psalm 90. It will be the final program in this series. And until we meet again, join me in this prayer.
Walk with me, lest mine eyes no longer see all the glory, all the story of your love. Talk to me, like you spoke so tenderly when you talked there, when you walked there by the sea. Talk with me, lest mine ears no longer hear all the wonder, all the beauty of your grace. Walk with me, as you walk so lovingly, when you walk there, when you talk there by the sea. Let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. Let me learn to pray like he did in the garden. Understand all my duty, all the beauty of your love. All my duty, all the beauty.